He goes on to say, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That's the reason we shouldn't argue religion. I've never found yet anybody that agrees with me 100% or that I agree with them 100%, but that's no reason for me to fall out with him. Someone came in here the other Sunday morning. I was in here at the study. I came down to make a tape, by the way. And the fellow said to me, he says, well, aren't you in church this morning? I said, no. Well, he said, what are you doing? I was running a tape of mine through and listening, actually, to it as it came over the radio. We have a Sunday morning program. And I said to him, I said, you know, I'm listening to the only man that I agree with 100%. And therefore, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I don't care. You may feel like you're a defender of the faith and all that sort of thing. But my friend, the wrath of man just does not work the righteousness of God. And don't kid yourself that you are angry for his sake, because he's not angry. He's in a saving business today. Now, verse 21. He says, now, wherefore, put away all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. And the word here should be the implanted word of God, which is able to save your soul. That is, you are to receive the word of God. And that is the important thing that he's emphasizing here. And to put away, do you notice what he says here? Put away all filthiness, that's of the flesh. And this is the better translation, the abundance of wickedness, and receive the implanted word. And the word of God is a preventative against the sins of the flesh. I think it's the greatest preventative. The old Scotch preacher says, sin will keep you from the Bible, or the Bible will keep you from sin. And he certainly was accurate in that. It's able to save your souls. Now, he's speaking to those that have been saved, you see. He's talking to those. You receive the implanted word. It's been planted in your heart. It has already brought salvation to you. But you've got a life to live as a Christian. And that is the salvation that he's talking about here. I have been saved. I am being saved. I shall be saved. Salvation is in three tenses, and later on we go into that in another epistle.